All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 4 o'clock. You missed anything? Odyssey.com rewind, including I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to play the role of LeVar Ball. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Giant at number 6 overall. We're bringing Go Blue to Big Blue. Out of the weekend, people, into the middle of this week, right here, right now, essentially the Giants and Broncos have the same odds to take J.J. And I'm all aboard because I don't have a quarterback.
Gonna
I don't
shake hand across the aisle.
Yeah. It's my effort at bipartisanship. I wanted to bring this up because it's yet another reason the sport of college football and college athletics at large is dead to me. Did you guys see the Nick Saban piece? Rico, I know you did. I don't know if Kenny and Kenny's nodding yes. Okay, I'm proud of him because normally he sees Nick Saban and he just starts cursing. But I want you to listen to this. And again, I have no problem if you take pride in the fact that you beating him in his last game. That's not what this is about, Michigan fan. I'm talking about the sport at large, because what Nick Saban talks about is every reason I have grown to actually start to loathe college athletics. So this is a long form piece on ESPN that you can read about how in 3 days they got to Kalen DeBoer. But Saban was upset not only with the way his team played against Michigan, but he was disheartened about what happened afterwards in the Rose Bowl, the article says. In the locker room and back on campus when he met with players. He says, I want to be clear it wasn't the reason, but some of the events contributed, Saban said of his decision to retire. I was really disappointed in the way the players acted after the game. You got to win with class and lose with class. We had our opportunities to win. We didn't do it. And then showing your ass and being frustrated and doing that stuff, that's not who we are. But once back in Tuscaloosa, right here is the reason this whole sport is just dead. I thought we could have a hell of a team next year. And then maybe 70 to 80% of the players you talk to, all they want to know are two things. What assurances do I have that I'm going to play? Because they're thinking of transferring, and how much money are you going to pay me? Our program was built on how much value we can create in you and your future and your personal development, academic and athletic, in graduating and developing to an NFL career on the field. So I'm saying to myself, maybe it doesn't work anymore. That the goals and aspirations are just different, and it's just about how much money I can make as a college player. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's never been what we've been about and why we had success through the years. Just think about this. Where the hell does a player get off? 99% of players. There'll always be a 1% that I think has a right to ask that question. If you are Caleb Williams, you have a right to say, I want assurances I'm the starter here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you are transferring to Ohio State and you are, pick a guy. Yes. But the point I'm making is 99% of players have no right to ask that. How much are you going to play? I don't know. How well are you going to play? You going to handle your business? Are you going to be a flunky? Are you going to show up on time? You going to do the things that need to be done? You going to beat the guy next to you?
I don't think we talked about it on the show, but I remember it was about a month or so ago, Mike Locksley, the head coach of Maryland.
Oh, your boy.
Said, yeah, a fourth string back came up to him demanding $100,000 for next year.
And that's the other thing.
And promptly, Coach Locksley, there's the door.
The blood's not even dry, and I respect Locksley for it. The blood's not even dry on the end of the season. You lost in the national semifinal. And by the way, some of you brain surgeons effed up the last play. That's why Milroe looked so stupid on it. There were two players wide open on the damn play. The point I'm making is, Saban leaving the game is the same reason that people like me are leaving the game. That it's just, Like this recent thing while I was out of town for a few days, this Dartmouth decision. Now, I still have to go through some of it, but basically Dartmouth men's basketball has won a ruling that they're going to be able to apply to the local union. Okay, we're done here. I mean, we're done here. So just be done with it. Like, you know what I don't need? A government cheese version of the professional leagues. That's all this is. Rico, it is. Because in the absence of actual employment, why should a fan really invest?
The fan's going to invest because it's history, it's tradition, it's the colors, it's the uniform, it's the pageantry. All of that stuff doesn't go away. Now, the actual players and how they, you know, what they, you know, they're worried about. Yeah, that's different. That's changed. Like I said, when Locksley is saying, my fourth string running back is coming up to me demanding $100,000. And he's like, son, you're fourth string for a reason. Like he couldn't come out and say how bad he was, but yes, it has changed. The mindset has changed.
But there's no contracts. That's my whole point, Rico. With contracts, it fixes some of this.
It does. But
I can invest in you if you're going to be here, and if you're a mercenary, I don't need to bother.
This goes to what I've said, and this is why I think the NCAA is going to go bye-bye, because the NCAA could have put a stop to this.
Yes.
But they wanted chaos. Once they lost, they said, fine, do whatever you want. You didn't want to listen to me. And they just let the guardrails go.
You just nailed it. No, you just nailed it. I think before we kick off the season this fall, you're going to have some serious traction. The power conferences are splitting from the NCAA.
Why do you think that the 14-team playoff got pushed through and the guaranteed, I don't know what you hear when we talk, the guaranteed spots, Big Ten is guaranteed 3 spots, mm-hmm. no matter what. Mike, when you look at the 14 teams, 9 teams are guaranteed a spot who didn't have to win anything. But you have a spot in there. Why? Because they didn't want the Big Ten. They didn't want the SEC to walk away. The ACC and the Big 12 realize we're no longer Batman. We're Robin. We'll just take our 2 guaranteed spots and go
especially
in the corner.
Especially if you're from the ACC with what happened to Florida State this year. And by the way, it was the right move. I know that Costa's going to be upset I said that. Jordan Travis dying ended their season. I can't put you in with Bobby Fassenbacher at quarterback. It just can't happen.
But see,
whatever his name is, Kenny, don't shake your head in disapproval. But Bobby Booby Maker, whatever his name is, I don't know. No, he guy stinks.
I like the fact that, okay, here's the thing. At least with the 12-team playoff, it was the 4 conference champions get to bye, and then we're going to go into a pool of all the other teams and take the top 7 plus a group of 5 team, the welfare team.
It's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everything you said is right, Rico. The money... Someone's going to whisper into their ear, you know, if you 2 break away and we just get rid of the filler, you can make even more money. They're breaking away. And college football, as you know, it's going to be totally dead.
I think we got really close to breaking away with the Big Ten and the SEC.
I don't think they're going to do it for a year, Rika. One of your scumbag friends in the TV executive world will whisper and nibble on their earlobe, and it's over.
You got 1 year because the contract's up at 2025, and that's when this new playoff is going to happen. Now, I got a feeling they're going to really take care of the Big Ten and the SEC this season. They're going to get a lot of favorable calls because they don't want to upset the apple cart. Because if they walk away.
Oh, he wants to take your head off. David, go ahead. No, don't do the Jean-Luc Picard rubbing your face. Talk to the man.
It's because, Rico, I hear and I understand everything you're saying. But the minute you say tradition, I stop listening. No offense. It's because there's no tradition anymore.
There is tradition.
If the players don't care
That's right.
about the tradition at the school, they're going there to get paid, then I don't care about tradition. If there's tradition in college football, then why is USC and UCLA in the Big Ten? Why is Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC?
David, they're still
going to play.
That's
not traditional.
They're still going to play each other. Just under a new.
That's not tradition.
All they did was change the mask head on the top
there
of the letter.
There is no tradition anymore. It is the NFL. It's all about the color and the logo on their head.
It is tradition.
That's what I'm watching for.
Okay, when Central Michigan takes on Western on a Tuesday night, that's tradition.
No tradition. I don't care about it. They don't care about
it. Here's the other thing. Listen. I am psychologically okay if my NFL football players don't give a rip about my community. They don't care about my city. They play for pay, right? There is something that is totally asinine about college-aged young men not even being remotely affiliated with the school. Pro teams are a football business. Mm-hmm. Schools are schools. It's something I'll never wrap my mind around. Now, if you give contracts and if I recruit you and the finances are a big part of it, but you're signing where you actually want to be, I can re-engage with this. But this stuff, Saban's commentary, that is as damning as it gets.
But I mean, a lot of it too, Saban's not blameless because Saban went the role of grandfather at the end of the season where he didn't do Nick Saban-like things when players would screw up and he's patting them on the back. That's okay, son.
I think he knew he was done, Rico.
He did.
He knew he was done.
He did. And you know who else knew that? The players. So Saban became a substitute teacher. And we all know when you got a substitute teacher that you don't respect, you do whatever you want.
I don't blame him for leaving because I look at it, I'm Nick Saban. I've got, what, 7 national titles? Yeah. Hold on. I don't even know your name. Why am I re-recruiting you? Oh, your feelings are hurt. I'm not doing
now,
this.
Now, see, that's the problem. I do agree with you. I know you think that I'm trying to ruin this.
It's a good bit for the show.
I know, but the whole contract thing, because if you have a good game, don't show up to my office and say, hey, we need to renegotiate.
No, that's what Roberto does. Yeah. I made a good song. You don't get free lunch.
Right, because when you fumbled the ball twice and dropped 3 passes, I wasn't calling you into my office saying, we need to renegotiate. So, yes, I like the fact that you can do the 1-year, 2-year, 3-year, 4-year deal.
Something, man.
And once we're done, we're done. If you sign a 2-year deal,
that's it.
Then yeah, I got to renegotiate with you after your sophomore year, not after your 3rd game as a freshman.
And if I recruit you and I know the terms going in, that allows fans to re-engage, but it allows coaches, wait for it, this is a novel concept, it allows coaches to coach.
Yep. Yeah, it's why Chip Kelly said, I'm happy. I knew I didn't want to do this, and I'm actually happy taking a demotion being the OC at Ohio State because all I got to do is coach. That's Ryan Day's job to be the concierge and make sure everybody's happy.
That's all. One segment on it. I wanted to get your reaction. I just thought Saban's comments were really interesting, and it sucks. I mean, I am sad when I see legendary coaches leave the sport because whether you love to hate them, hate to love them, they are central to the sport. Great college coaches are bigger than the program, and we're losing it. We got guys leaving Power 5 programs to be coordinators.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.